This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A recommendation from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to reschedule cannabis could help Colorado's cannabis industry. CPR's Ben Marcus reports the move would help businesses with their taxes. Currently, they are not allowed to deduct normal expenses on a tax form.
Cannabis sales have declined kind of for the first time since legalization. They're down 20%+. So the industry is feeling the pain. Businesses are closing. So any kind of financial help like this is welcome.
CPR's Ben Marcus. The Drug Enforcement Administration has the final say on rescheduling. Denver Public Schools is nearly fully staffed with mental health supports for students, an area where many districts are struggling. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The district had success recruiting last year's psychology interns and graduate students. Many will carry on this year as full-time school psychologists. Every district-managed school has the required minimum of one mental health provider. DPS reports that a quarter of mental health staff are people of color. That compares to 14% identifying as such nationally. Last year, 607 students received individual therapy or substance use support. 70% reported reductions in anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress symptoms. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport says it will take new steps to prevent car thefts at its parking lots. Nearly 400 vehicles have been reported stolen from the airport during the first half of 2023. The airport plans to expand its security camera system and increase patrols by security guards and police. This is CPR News.